You know, in the tech world, things move fast, and sometimes even the giants make moves that catch you off guard. And today, we're going to dive deep into one of those moments. Intel, a massive name in computing, right? They've decided after about a decade to stop development on their own Linux operating system, Clear Linux OS. And this isn't just like winding it down, it feels more like a full stop. It's definitely made some waves. So, okay, let's try and unpack this a bit. What was Clear Linux OS? I mean, fundamentally, it was way more than just, another Linux flavor. It was Intel's own really ambitious project, a Linux distribution built from the ground up for high performance, specifically tuned really for Intel hardware. The whole idea was to squeeze every bit of power out of their processors using super optimized software.
Exactly. And what really set Clear Linux apart was its whole approach, especially how you installed it and how it performed. It didn't rely on the standard package managers most people know from Linux. Instead, it had this bundle-based architecture. Think of it less like a pre-built car and more like, I don't know, high-tech Legos. You picked only the specific bundles or functions you needed, snapped them together. It made installations incredibly fast, super lean, and easier to manage in some ways. And here's the kicker. Basically, every single program, every binary was compiled with these very specialized tuning flags, like custom instructions just for Intel CPUs. It was bespoke, and that often gave it a real edge, maybe 10, sometimes 20% faster in certain tasks compared to more general-purpose Linux versions.
That's a really key point, isn't it? This wasn't just slapping code together. It was this like relentless focus on optimization. The team behind it was seriously pushing the envelope. Aggressive compiler settings, kernel tuning, deep system configurations, all to max out Intel hardware. And it wasn't only about raw speed, right? Power efficiency was apparently a big goal too,
That's right.
which made it attractive for high-performance computing clusters, HPC stuff, but also anywhere energy use mattered. Plus, that whole modular design, only installing what you need. That must have been great for developers using containers or for cloud setups where you want things lean.
Absolutely. Developers, especially those working on really cutting-edge stuff,
Yeah.
they like the up-to-date tools. Performance junkies obviously love the benchmark results. And yeah, cloud admins, server folks, they appreciated the small size and that aggressive optimization. So it found its niche, definitely. HPC, data centers running Intel gear, certain dev workflows where speed was just critical.
And then, well, the news dropped pretty bluntly too, wasn't it? A direct message on the Clear Linux forum saying, basically, effective immediately, that's it. No more security patches, no updates, no maintenance. Zip.
Yeah, and the GitHub code repositories, they're becoming read-only archives. Development just stopped.
So for anyone actually running Clear Linux right now, I mean, this isn't just inconvenient, it sounds pretty urgent.
Oh, absolutely urgent. Without security patches, those systems are going to become vulnerable really, really fast.
Okay, so that's our mission for this deep dive then. Figure out why such a technically impressive project got the axe, what it means right now for users, and maybe what it signals about Intel's future with Linux and open source generally.
Right. So if it was so good technically, tailored for their own hardware, why shut it down? That's the big question, I think. Intel hasn't laid out all the details publicly, but people watching the industry have some pretty solid ideas.
Yeah, it looks like a business decision, really, driven by a few key things. Probably the biggest factor, user adoption. For all its technical prowess, Clear Linux just never got that critical mass of users, not enough to justify the, frankly, pretty substantial costs of developing and maintaining it.
And maintaining a Linux distribution from scratch is a big deal, right? It's not like building on top of something existing like Debian or Red Hat. Exactly. That unique architecture, the custom tooling, it required constant heavy investment. Core system stuff, package management, support. It adds up. That's a huge drain on engineering resources. And then there's the bigger picture at Intel. They've been shifting focus quite significantly. AI is massive for them now, especially things like agentic AI.
Agentic AI, like AI that acts on its own.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
AI designed to be more autonomous, make decisions, tackle complex tasks. It demands different kinds of compute power and software focus. So in that context, a niche project like Clear Linux, however good it was technically, maybe just didn't fit the new strategy, especially if you're trying to streamline and cut complexity.
Okay, that makes sense from a business perspective, but it creates a real headache for current users. You mentioned security. That sounds serious.
It is. The security risk is the number one immediate problem. No patches mean systems become sitting ducks for new exploits. If you're running this in a production environment, you need to migrate urgently. The safest bet is probably to treat Clear Linux systems as potentially compromised now and plan to replace or isolate them immediately. That window for safe use, it's closing very fast.
And migrating isn't straightforward, you said, because of its unique setup.
Right. That bundle system and the deep optimizations mean you can't just swap it out easily. It takes work. So where do people go? Well, the common choices are things like Ubuntu. It's got great hardware support, tons of documentation. Fedora is another option, very current features, good community. OpenSeas is known for being stable, more enterprise focused.
What about performance? If people chose Clear Linux for speed?
Wow, good question. For raw performance, Gen 2 is probably the closest conceptually. It's source-based, so you can compile with custom flags like Clear Linux did. But, and this is a big but, Gen 2 is way more complex to manage. It requires a lot more technical know-how.
So a higher barrier to entry there.
Definitely. Another route is picking a standard distribution and then doing custom kernel compiles to try and tune performance. But again, that's adding a maintenance burden yourself.
That's a tough spot for users. But looking ahead, does this mean Intel is backing away from Linux optimization altogether? Is this the end of that effort?
No, not at all. Intel's been very clear, actually assuring everyone, that their commitment to optimizing for Linux is still strong. What's changing is the strategy. It's a pivot.
Okay, how so?
Instead of pouring resources into maintaining a whole separate distribution, they're going to focus their engineers on creating things like optimization libraries, contributing performance patches directly to the main Linux kernel, developing tools, things that can be integrated into the major distributions that people are already using widely.
Ah, so spread the benefits wider, basically.
Exactly. From a business standpoint, it makes a lot more sense. They get their optimizations out to potentially millions of users via Ubuntu, Fedora, SUSE, etc., instead of just the Clear Linux niche. And it drastically cuts their own maintenance overhead. It's about focusing their expertise where it has the biggest impact.
That's fascinating. So looking back at the whole Clear Linux story, what are the main takeaways? What lessons can the open source world, you know, learn from this?
Well, I think there are a few key lessons here. First, it really highlights the challenge of sustainability. Being technically brilliant isn't always enough, sadly. For a distribution to survive long term, it needs a large active user community, a healthy developer ecosystem around it, and a really clear value proposition against the established players.
So community and adoption are just as vital as the tech itself.
Absolutely. Second, it underscores the sheer burden of maintenance. Building something unique and optimized from scratch like Clear Linux did, it enabled amazing things technically. But it also created this huge ongoing support obligation. And if the user base isn't big enough to support that, it becomes unsustainable.
And what about someone just like taking over the project, a community fork?
Technically possible, I suppose, but realistically, extremely unlikely. The complexity and the sheer amount of work needed to maintain a full Linux distribution, especially one that's specialized, it's immense. It would need significant organized resources.
Right. So wrapping this up then, we've sort of traced the journey of Clear Linux OS from this really innovative, high-performance Intel project to this quite sudden discontinuation and the strategic thinking that likely drove it.
Yeah, and if you connect it to the bigger picture, it's not really Intel abandoning Linux optimization. It's more like an evolution. They're shifting towards strategies that are probably more sustainable and arguably benefit more people in the Linux world through upstream work and collaboration, leveraging their smarts where it counts most broadly.
Absolutely. And maybe here's a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. What does this whole Clear Linux saga tell us about that tricky balance in open source? The balance between pushing the absolute limits of technical innovation in a niche and the practical need for broad adoption, for community, for long-term sustainability. When does that amazing technical perfection have to give way to, well, the realities of the world? Something to think about as you navigate your own tech choices.